AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. AAA says gas prices have dropped below $4 a gallon on average nationwide for the first time in 5 months. The price is $3.99. It's much lower in some places, much higher in others. More from the AP's Sagar Magani.
Republicans have been hammering Karine Jean-Pierre and the Biden administration for still high prices at the pump and elsewhere. The University of New Haven's Brian Marks says cheaper gas will give Americans a break.
That can help offset some of the increases in the foodstuff prices.
Gas still costs more than $5 a gallon in California and Hawaii.
The Labor Department says more people filed for unemployment benefits last week, the fifth increase in the last 6 weeks. An alleged member of an Islamic State group cell nicknamed the Beatles that tortured and killed Western hostages is facing terrorism charges.
Ayn Davis, who's 38, was arrested at Luton Airport north of London on Wednesday night after arriving on a flight from Turkey, prosecutors say. He's been charged with possession of a firearm for terror purposes and two charges relating to funding terrorism after a friend allegedly tried to take just over $20,000 to Syria. The militants, dubbed the Beatles by their captives because of their British accents, held about two dozen Westerners a decade ago when IS controlled a large swath of Syria and Iraq, with several of the captives killed in gruesome beheadings. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A hostage standoff has ended in Lebanon at a Beirut bank. The gunman was arrested. No one was hurt. Two roller coaster trains crashed into each other at an amusement park in southern Germany, injuring at least 34 people, two of them seriously. The army identified two soldiers killed during training in the North Georgia mountains as a Special Forces medical sergeant and a recent West Point graduate. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. It looks like there may be relief from inflation.
Economists say it's still too early to say that inflation is headed steadily lower, but this is a move in the right direction, says one. The producer price index is down. It measures inflation before it reaches consumers. It's down 0.5% for the month of July. Now, that may not sound like a lot, but that's the first month-to-month drop in more than 2 years. And there's evidence that those supply chain snafus may ease some. Trucking freight costs fell 0.3%, but wholesale food prices rose 1% from June to July. That's a sign that those grocery prices will keep rising in the coming months. I'm Rita Foley.
Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. is threatening to fire top agricultural officials if an investigation shows they improperly decided to import sugar amid a shortage without his approval. A typhoon has limited sugar supply. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.